The numbers told the story, they always do.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
This is a numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
Hour number three of a numbers game at VSiN, the sports betting network, VSiN.com, Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV, and of course, SiriusXM channel 158. Gil Alexander, Danny Higgins, Danny, in for Kelly Bidlin on this Tuesday morning. Megapod after the show today. Ben Wilson, our guest with Todd Wishnev, Will Hill and me. Todd Wishnev close to clinching a title in that too. College basketball heater, but the much more coveted Megapod handicapping title is within his grasp. I still have something to say about it, but it's not looking good. Tough year for me betting on the Megapod. After scorching it 2 years ago with a 38-15 or something like that. That was ridiculous.
And you know Todd always likes to remind everyone at the top.
That's right. You know what he said that year? He's like, he goes, after I did that record, he's like, fade Gil next year. That was his, his whole thing on it. Real quick, we get tweets of beating the book. And thank you to the best listeners of for clarifying my question, which I was talking about with Jeff Erickson last segment about the Chiefs stadium move. The Chiefs announcing that they will no longer play at Arrowhead starting in 2031. They will be moving from Missouri to Kansas, state-of-the-art facility. And my whole question was, I've been to Kansas City, Missouri. I've been to Kansas City, Kansas. What are we talking about? Are we moving far away? Or are we just moving across the state line and people are losing their mind just because of that? And so I get a lot of clarification from folks. This is from Todd at Canarsie Born 65. It says, it's my understanding the Chiefs Stadium will be in Olathe, Kansas. Chico from Midtown says Kansas City, Kansas. Mike Rouse says, I live in Kansas City. This is a massive deal on the stadium, even though they're only moving about 20 miles. Both sides of the state line think they're better than each other. State of Kansas spending $2 to $3 billion to make it happen. Mike Barton, Kansas City's odd. There are these rivalries based on where you live relative to the state line, or if you went to Kansas, Missouri, or K-State. A 20-mile move west shouldn't be a big deal, but it is. Richard Burkhart from Kansas. My understanding, the stadium will be near the Kansas Motor Speedway, Bonner Springs area. Keith Haley sending an article about, says, look forward to designing and building a state-of-the-art dome stadium and mixed-use district in Wyandotte. Is that how you pronounce it? Wyandotte County? And a best-in-class training facility, team headquarters, and mixed-use district in Olathe. So again, all you guys, thank you so much for the clarification on all that. So essentially, what's happening is the only equivalent I can give it is exactly what happened in D.C. D.C. versus Maryland. Believe me, huge differences in terms of people who want it in D.C. and then there's the whole Maryland thing. Virginia is another matter. That's across the Potomac River. I grew up in D.C. and Maryland. We feel like Virginia is like a completely foreign land to us, but it is called the DMV for a reason, right? It's D.C., Maryland, Virginia. But when the Skins move from RFK to Landover, Maryland, similar thing about, you know, depending on traffic, could be longer than 30 minutes, right? But really, if there was no traffic, it's just like a 25, 30 minute drive, if even that, right? It's still culturally the same area, but a big deal. Now they're moving back to D.C., by the way, same timeline as the Chiefs, 2030, 2031-ish, state-of-the-art stadium, back in the old RFK spot. We couldn't be more thrilled. It's the most exciting thing to ever happen to us to go back to RFK, the theater of thrills where they won 3 Super Bowls. Now, I get it. You're on the way out. And I get it that there are cultural differences, or at least what I'm being told between Kansas City between Kansas and Missouri residents, obviously with school affiliations, all that. So it is a big deal, even though it's only moving the same amount of distance. I just wanted that to be known, though, that it's not moving into a different region. It is the same region. And from the outside looking in, admittedly, where I'm not familiar as much or entrenched in the cultural differences, I actually think in the end, same thing with the Skins. Even though we didn't really know it in the moment. Think about all these teams that get removed completely, right? Most famous example, Baltimore Colts going to Indianapolis. What this will do ultimately is keep that franchise in your community, quote unquote, for generations to come. They won't go anywhere. So at least you have that to, you know, be insured with or to bank on. It's not the worst outcome in the world. Can we all agree on that? Maybe you guys think differently. Tom Steffen. Our fantasy football league minimized impact of late season uncertainty and used more of a Premier League approach. No playoffs, just play out the season. Best record wins. And Michael Salvino, happy holidays to all of you. You too, Michael. Appreciate that. Happy holidays to this gentleman, Carl Sack, formerly known as the NBA guru. He does his thing at killersports.com, killercappers.com now. mostly in the NBA world, but he informed me last week, I had no idea that he is in the Matt Eumanns Invitational, the Friday Football Invitational, the Circus Sports Friday Football Invitational here at VSiN, $30,000 in prizes. And he is right on the cut line. Carl Sacknow joining us from just outside of Denver, Colorado, courtesy of the Progressive Guest Line. How you doing, Carl?
I'm doing great. How are you, Gil?
Doing well. Love the festive Santa hat. Well done.
Happy holidays.
I'd like to wear a Santa
hat. Looking forward to the Megapod today.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate that. Let's talk, before we get into NBA, let's talk about this Friday Football Invitational, the Eumanns Invitational, as I like to call it. You are right on the cut line. So again, for those who are not familiar with the format, it's 7 plays, ATS or total, college football and pro. I think a maximum of 4 college football a week, 7 total picks a week. And after like week 9, they start to do the whole cut process. Fezzik has been on talking about how he has just beaten the cut line week after week in last place, and then he finally did in this past week. Here are the top 10 standings. You are right now, and this week is still continuing. So you're right now in the 8th position. After this week, it's the final 8. The bottom 3 will get lopped off. Chris Piper and the combination of Betty and Curtis are still in the rear view. You need, Carl, a combination of things to happen to advance. Do you know what those are offhand, or I could say them for you?
Yeah, the biggest thing really is the tonight I need Ohio to cover 6.5 in college football.
You need that to happen. That's for which side is that? That's the that's the North and Curtis one. Yeah,
That is the Chris Piper has that. I think he's the only guy that's behind me that can pass me.
Oh, right. Right. Piper has UNLV tonight. That's right.
He's got UNLV. Yeah. So I'll be rooting for Ohio this evening. I need a little bit of help to stay in 8th here and miss this and, you know, avoid this cut.
Yeah. So you need Piper to lose that one. And then Detroit, Minnesota, he has over 48.5 also as well.
He does. Yeah. That line's moved heavily against him because of the quarterback stuff that's down to 44.5. So I need both of those to go my way. We'll see.
Yeah. And North and Curtis are OK. Anyway, point being that you are on the cut line here. Is this your first year in this contest or have you been in it before?
No, this is the first time in. It's been a lot of fun.
At the top, we should mention Chris Massaro, who finished in third place. Was it last year, I believe? Scott Pritchard also finished in third place. I want to say the year before. Chris Velika in third place, our buddy who won this contest back in 2022. They are 1, 2, and 3 right now in the Friday Football Invitational standings presented by Omaha Steaks. Can I just ask you, we know you as a basketball guy first and foremost. You do everything by numbers. I'm curious about, you're teamed with Ed Meyer on this. Is that correct?
Yeah, he's the founder of Killer Sports. Him and I started working more closely together about 4 years ago.
So what was your sort of game plan with this heading into the season?
With the contest?
Yeah, how you were going to approach it week to week. Were you going to max out the college plays? Did you feel more confident in the NFL versus college football handicapping? How did it work?
We've done a lot more NFL in terms of our play selection. It's been a lot of NFL. There's been a little bit of college football. I collaborate with a couple of guys on college football, but at the end of the day, it's, you know, the circle lines for Fridays come up and just kind of look over the bets that I've got for that week. And yeah, it's gone well. Our best bets in the contest are, I think, are 11-4, which is, tied for the best.
So let's explain that. So of the 7 picks, 6 are worth 1 point, but you get a money ball, right? You get a best bet that counts for 1.5 points. So you have made good 11-4 on that one. Got it.
Fortunately, yeah. Yeah. We have got off to a really slow start. We were after week, I think 6, we were in like 24th out of 25. But been going well lately, so we'll see.
You know what I think the lesson is we just stare at the standings here, because besides 1, 2, and 3, and again, I don't know what the breakdown of college and pro is among these guys and all the guys in terms of the breakdown, how many were college plays, how many were pro plays, but it does show you, these are experts in what they do. it does show you how tough it is, right? Pre-flop ATS or totals to really get ahead. Again, like I said, besides one, two, and three, is anyone profitable in their picks if you were just doing it that way? A few, but it's just so tough. It's a tough racket. And these are college helping out probably. I'm guessing on that. Maybe not, but it just shows you with the NFL how difficult it is. I wish you luck, man. Are you feeling optimistic about this?
Oh, my gosh. There's probably about a 30% chance, I'd say, that Piper loses these next two plays that he's got. But crazier things have happened.
Okay. Betty and Curtis are can't catch you, or are you just assuming they can't catch you?
I don't think they can. I think they can tie, but since we have the best bet record, I think that we would get the tiebreaker on that.
Okay. Good luck on that. All right. To the NBA, do we have a release coming up on the show, or do we have a bet that you want to give on the other side?
Well, we,
I know you have a bet from earlier in the day. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, we could share that with listeners, sent out Houston -7.5 earlier this morning. I think that's a really good spot for them. They have coming off a couple of embarrassing losses, blowing double digit leads, and the Clippers are off a surprise win. And I think that this Clippers Zubac injury is going to be more impactful than the market is estimating currently.
All right, Rockets -7. We will talk more about the NBA on the other side, including how Carl deals with not just one bad beat, not just two, but maybe three in the span of a week. We'll talk to him about how he deals with such a thing as a professional bettor. Is he numb to it at this point? That and more on the NBA. Carl Sack on A Numbers Game at Visa, the Sports Betting Network. You're here because you want an edge. That's what separates listeners from winners. But let's be real, mindset alone doesn't get bets home. Pros win because they've got the tools, the data, and the discipline. And now so can you. Visa Pro gives you access to the same real-time insights the sharps use. No secrets, no fluff, just actionable info that moves markets. Tap the link and see why serious bettors are turning knowledge into profit with Visa Pro.
Numbers Game on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Think you know sports? Then it's time to get paid for it. Better Picks is the daily fantasy app where your sports knowledge turns into real cash fast. Here's how it works. Download the Better app. That's BETR. Pick more or less on your favorite player stats. And when your picks hit, you win. It's that simple. Right now, new users get a free $10 just for signing up. No deposit required. And when you do deposit, you'll get a $50 deposit match up to $200. Better has action every day of the year. NBA, WNBA, MLB, soccer, UFC, golf, and more. So there's always a lineup to build and always a chance to win. Getting started is easy. Head to better.app. That's BETR.APP. That's better.app. Or download Better in the Apple Store or Google Play. And don't forget to use promo code VSIN to claim your free $10 and your deposit bonus. Better Picks if you know sports. It's time to prove. Skill Alexander. Danny Higgins alongside once again. Las Vegas 514 says, yo, blow up FedEx Northwest Stadium. It's trash. Come on home. There's no place like home. Long time coming. Can't wait. Las Vegas 514 speaking for all of us who grew up in D.C. Thrilled that that's coming back to RFK in 5 years. Brian M. says, Gil, you're way off. The Chiefs are moving to a completely different region. They're going from the SEC to the Big 12. Guess football just means less there now. Thanks, Brian M., for that. Appreciate it. Let's bring Carl Sack back in. Carl Sack joins us, courtesy of Progressive Guest Line. Again, killersports.com, killercappers.com. I just want to say this again for those who aren't familiar with Carl. Carl is, we're just talking about Todd Wishnev. Todd's on the Discord right now. He's throwing out live college basketball plays. He's on this ridiculously sick run. He'll be on the Megapod later today, obviously. He'll be on this show, A Numbers Game, tomorrow in his normal Wednesday slot. But I have always said, though, if, you know, the greatest pre-flop on anything better that I know in terms of just having observed him for years and years is you on the NBA. And I really mean that. And folks should know, I think I've said before, if I had one sporting event to bet pre-flop, I always said my buddy Dan Weston in a tennis match. But just observing over a long period of time pre-flop, it's you on the NBA. Do you feel like your edge has dissipated at all over the years?
Actually, I feel like it's gotten stronger, to be honest. I put in a lot of hard work, and I feel like the more time passes, the more data you get, and the methodologies of analyzing things, you know, you just gotta adapt, I guess. But I feel good betting into the NBA markets.
I'm curious because I teased this before the break. Last night you had Cleveland as a 9-point favorite. I can't even remember who they were playing now at this point. They were leading. Was it Utah or no? It was Memphis? I can't remember who they were playing last.
Charlotte.
Night. Charlotte. That's right. They're covering this game for really the entire time, and then at the end there's a flurry. By Charlotte, and Charlotte covers. Last week on consecutive days, there was the Cup Championship. I was part of that one. I had the under where Tyler Kolek could have just ran out the clock. Instead, he for no reason goes to the hoop, scores, which then led to a Spurs three. That was an under that probably should have hit. The worst one was the night before that when the Rockets were up one and then they fouled Jamal,
right.
A dead ball foul on Tim Hardaway Jr., I believe it was. It was up one with 2 seconds left. The under is obviously going to hit. By the way, there was 20 points scored in the last 2 minutes. Should never even gotten close. But then even still up one with 2 seconds left, you're never going to lose that unless you have a dead ball foul. That's what happened. Anyway, all that a long way to say, can the NBA, I know every sport has its own sort of unique bad beat form. But boy, the NBAs are relentless. You deal with it okay? Are you numb to it? Does some stick still?
You know, I deal with it a lot better than I used to. That's for sure. It used to drive me insane. I think the important thing is to kind of look at high level, step away from the forest, and it'll work itself out over time.
Let's stop you there, because that's a question we always debate on this show. And me and Fezzik are aligned on this, which is I feel like you're good. You were involved in all three of those. You probably should have won all three. You definitely should have won at least two of those, I think, if not all three. Do those even out for someone as good as you? In other words, my theory is that if you're good, those tend to go against you more than not. You don't.
So that's a really fascinating topic, actually. I do believe that it tends to regress closer to 50-50. I think you could make an argument that it's tilted a little bit, that those, you know, one score crazy kind of toss up games maybe go against you 47-53, something like that. But I don't think it's anything extreme enough. As long as I'm somewhere near 50-50 on those toss up games, then things will go well.
Okay. Let's talk about that game tonight. Rockets, you gave it out at 7. It's about 7.5 consensus. Would you still play it at that number?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. You definitely would. Okay.
Yeah.
Rockets at the Clippers tonight in the NBA. Any other games that you were looking at that you got close to playing that you ultimately didn't? I think people would be curious to know about your other leans.
I play a lot personally. I don't give out everything that I play. I would say right now there's a little bit of speculation on who's going to play and who's not in a lot of these games. But I think probably betting Oklahoma City. And actually, as I'm saying this, I'm seeing that Wemby's participating in shoot around. And so that I would hold off on that because that line might drop a little bit now. But I think Oklahoma City tonight is going to be, I think they're going to come in. They rested like four of their guys yesterday. They've got revenge for the Cup game and they're, you know, second, they're only, what do they have? Two losses, three losses this year?
Three losses for OKC. Yeah.
Yeah. I think OKC is going to come in upset, and I think I've got some money on OKC here tonight.
Okay. We'll see. But you said hold off on it. We'll see if Wemby's playing. So this brings up another question. Now, Carl and I were both figuratively reared on the lap or the knee of Dr. Bob. Carl used to do baseball. I used to do basketball for Dr. Bob. I used to do baseball for Dr. Bob. And it was always interesting because with baseball handicapping back in the day, I used to be able to put out plays the morning of games. And then the way that the baseball market evolved over the years was that people were getting to it earlier and earlier, to the point that sort of at the end, I was like, if I'm not doing the overnight line, right? And Bob never wanted me to do that because half the country, he said, wouldn't get them, right? That kind of thing. But if I'm not doing the overnight line, meaning the night before, then it was, you almost had to wait till right before game time once lineups were announced to have any other perceived edge that you could find. Because that middle ground, you really weren't getting the best of the number typically, not always, but typically. And then you didn't, without knowing the exact lineups, you weren't operating with full information. With the NBA and all of this load management, I just saw you looking at another screen. Oh, look, Wemby's playing he's in the shoot around right now, this kind of thing. Is it similar with you? Because I'm always curious when you release plays, it varies, right? Sometimes it's super early, sometimes it's super late. Is that kind of a good snapshot of what you do as well?
You know, I'm kind of betting all the time. You know, I bet the overnights. I don't typically send that stuff out for the service because it's hard for people to get on and those lines are going to move significantly. I want to give people something that isn't going to, that they can actually bet and get the line, you know? But I think in the NBA that there's value because of the injury news trickling in throughout the day. I think that there's value to be had at any time. And that's why I don't have like a set release time. I'll just typically send out a warning, give people a few minutes heads up and send something out.
And in that respect, has the concept of increased load management in this day and age helped handicapping opportunities, would you say, in the net? In other words, produced more bets, if you will, than it used to be the case when that wasn't such a big deal?
Yeah, definitely. As much as I hate it as a fan, being able to predict like, okay, is LaMelo Ball playing tonight? You know, he's on the second half of a back-to-back, but he only played 25 minutes last night. So maybe he does play, even though he hasn't played a back-to-back in 4 weeks. But yeah, I think speculating on some of that kind of stuff, it just creates more opportunities for a better.
All right. KillerCappers.com is where the plays are. Explain to folks what KillerSports.com provides.
Yeah, Killer Sports is a research database and all kinds of handicapping tools. That's where I do most of my research, really. Figuring out if you want to quantify, hey, what is this amount of rest worth? And you're building a math model, or you're just looking for the situational stuff. In football, there's a lot of situational stuff that goes into our plays in the NFL, and you can look it up in the database. How much is it worth if one team is coming off of an upset win and the other one is on short rest and et cetera.
Love it.
Yeah. I it'd be hard for me to bet without it.
Is tennis full throttle in there yet?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah, I think so. Men's and women's.
I will check it out. Carl Sack, everybody. KillerSports.com, KillerCappers.com. Thanks for the time, Carl. I always appreciate it. Rockets are the play. Thank you, sir.
Happy holidays.
You too. Merry Christmas. Carl Sack, everybody on the show. We still haven't done our NFL power rankings.
Danny,
let's get to it next.
A numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Don't forget, looking for the perfect holiday gift or a smarter way to bet the biggest games of the season? VSiN's holiday special gives you VSiN Pro access through May 1st for just $79. You get daily best bets, real-time betting splits from DraftKings and Circa, AI-powered prop tools, 24/7 video on the VSiN Watch app, covering everything from bowl season and the NFL playoffs to March Madness and the Masters. Plus, you'll get our college football playoff betting guide featuring expert playoff brackets, power ratings, CFP, and bowl best bets, and access to game previews for every bowl game on VSiN.com. Give yourself the gift of smart betting, why don't you? Head to VSiN.com/subscribe. That's VSIN.com/subscribe. Gil Alexander with Danny Higgins in the house at Circa Studios here in downtown Las Vegas, in for Kelly Bidlin. Oh, look, a one shot on your face there, Danny. Do that again, guys. What was that? There's Danny. There he is. Danny. From Caddyshack. What was I going to say to you? Oh, I just wanted to read this one tweet. This is from Xavier82. Xavier, I'm sorry to hear this. He says, sad to say, I just got let go from my current position as a truck driver. Going to take some time off the road and the sports books. Love your show and your candor. Good luck to you, sir. Xavier, I'm sorry to hear that, especially this time of year. That's never fun to hear. But I appreciate that you let us know about it. That you've come to be so used to listening to us every day. So I appreciate that. I'm sorry about your job. Sometimes I guess this is what I'm supposed to say. Some things happen for a reason. So maybe it's the portent of better things to come. So Xavier 82 having a tough day there. We haven't done our NFL power rankings.
We have not.
Did you put together some for yourself?
I did put some together for
myself. Let's do it. Power rankings with Danny Higgins. Let's go. Plug it in. Live 105. Okay. Birds.
Birds.
You hear them too, right?
I hear.
Not just me.
Birds.
Not just Kelly. You heard birds too. Birds. Not just us. You want to do yours first?
Yeah, you want me to do mine first?
Yeah, let's do yours first. What do you got? All right. What do you got?
All right. First up. All right. I'm going to go with the Rams up first. I just think the way they're playing right now, you know, I know they lost to Seattle the other night, but I still think they are, you know, if not the best team, you know, they're top two team right now in the National Football League. I'm going to go with Seattle number two. Same kind of thing as the Rams are playing. That game the other night could have went either way. So I'm going to keep them one and two. I moved the Niners up to three after seeing them play last night. They're clicking. They're clicking all the cylinders. Purdy looks good. That offense is moving. I know the defense has injuries, but they're still winning, Gil, every week. They're just coming out. So I'm going to keep them at three. I know you got one, two. I got one, two, three NFC West up there. But as I see it right now, that's the way I'm looking at it. And then Chargers four, just the way, again, they've been playing. Herbert's really slinging the ball out there. They're playing great defense. And with Harbaugh, I think he, you know, can get the job done in the playoffs. I know they haven't had a great playoff record, you know, in the past, especially with Herbert, but I think this could be the year they can get over the hump there. Number five, Jacksonville. They surprised me a lot going into Mile High and taking care of Denver that the way that they did. Again, I wouldn't think I would have Jacksonville in my top five, but after seeing them go into Mile High, that is just something. Going six, we're going with the Bills. Yeah, I got them 6 and 7, put them above the Patriots because of the fact that, you know, they did beat the Patriots coming back, you know, down 21-0, 2 weeks ago. So I got them. I think you can interchange them a little bit, but after seeing the Patriots again, come back the other night down double digits again in the fourth quarter, the way that defense plays, Drake May, like I mentioned this, yesterday, the way he's evolved from not even last year to this year, but the way he's evolved from the beginning of this season to where he is right now, throwing guys open, not, you know, he's anticipating throws. I think that's going to pay off very good for them down in the playoffs. There we go, Bears. I know the Bears. They keep winning those last minute games, but
making Bears fans happy.
The Bears are just, you know, they're getting it done. I would like to see Caleb, you know, anticipate throws more, but they're, you know, Ben Johnson's got that team rocking right now. And, you know, in my eyes, it doesn't matter if you win in the last 2 minutes or if you win, you know, in the first half, but, you know, they're winning games. And that's the way they're rolling. Packers right there. But I got to see this Jordan Love injury. Not too sure about that, how they're banged up. And then I'll go with the Texans to round it out. I was kind of contemplating with the Texans and the Broncos. I dropped the Broncos because I did not like what I saw the other night, and I got them right at 11. But the Texans, you know, the way that defense is playing with that pass rush, I think that can make a big difference, especially come playoff time. It's just how CJ Stroud's going to play. You know, he's got to play, you know, at least average, if not above average, to win playoff games. And just don't turn the ball over. You have such a phenomenal defense. Do not turn the ball over and put them in bad spots. And I could see them making a push going into the playoffs.
This was a really tough week to make 8, 9, and 10, I think. Mine start with the Rams. Rams remain number one despite losing to the Seahawks on Thursday Night Football, game they impossibly lost. Seahawks remain at number two atop the NFL power rankings. My big mover is the Chargers. I raise my hand. I am clearly higher on the Chargers than most, but I think they are the sneaky, freaky brother sneaking in from the rear, to quote the great ladies Love Cool James. I think their defense is super good, and I have a feeling that team goes far this year. Yes, they're sucking me in. Chargers at three. I got the Niners at four. Niners, the sort of forgotten team. I think both the Chargers and Niners, in terms of publicity given, are sort of forgotten teams. I genuinely believe, you take a step back, those are the four most just sort of reliable teams in football, top to bottom, in a year where admittedly it is more up in the air than most. I got the Bills at 5. This is all Josh Allen driven. I trust him in games. And then as a team, I just don't trust them in games either. If you get that sentiment. In other words, Josh Allen can will them to victory. And I wouldn't be surprised by the very opposite, that they put up a clunker in any given playoff game. They're at 5. Texans are at 6. I think in many respects, they have the best unit, if not one of the best, if not the best unit in their defense. They're at 6. I got the Jaguars at 7, their first entry into the top 10. Patriots remain at 8. Easy schedule is the only thing preventing them from being higher, but the schedule's just been too easy for them to be higher than 8. Packers remain at, or go up a spot to 9, even though they lose to the Bears, a game they impossibly lost. And the Lions drop, that the NR is not correct, the Lions drop all the way to 10. The Bears and the Broncos right on the outside looking in. Bears and Broncos on the outside looking in. And it's a tough 10 to make, especially at 8, 9, 10. But that's how the cookie crumbles for me. Now, Aaron Schatz, who is our buddy who shows up here on the show every quarter of the NFL season. He's got one more appearance after the regular season and the beginning of the postseason to talk DVOA with us. He's one of the 50 AP voters for all the NFL awards. His latest DVOA rankings, he's got the Rams at number 1, and Danny, from a historical perspective, I know how much folks love to hear this stuff, through 15 games of an NFL season, 2007 Patriots are 1, 1991 Skins are 2, 85 Bears are 3. Those are the three behemoth teams going all the way back to 1978 per DVOA. This is through 15 games. Fourth best, the 2023 Ravens through 15 games. And these Rams, the fifth best team ever since 1978 through 15 games.
Wow. Unbelievable.
Does that pass the smell test to you?
I think it does. I would say that definitely passes the smell test, as you would say.
This pass the smell test? Guess who the sixth best team is through 15 games?
Sixth best three.
The Seattle Seahawks of this year. Does that pass the smell test?
I would say so.
Really? I don't know if it does to me.
I don't think so.
Though, I mean, well, first of all, it's tough to compare against those three teams at the top because they were just epic teams. But he's got the Rams fifth best overall through 15, the Seahawks, this year's Seahawks, 16th best overall. So in other words, his DVOA ratings then, by the way, the Jets in a very strange anomaly, the hapless, no account Jets still have the fourth best special teams of all time since 1978.
Wow.
As far back as DVOA has gone. But as far as the current DVOA rankings, forget about our power rankings for a second. Here's what Aaron Schatz has. He's got the Rams 1, the Seahawks 2. That tracks, right, obviously, after what we just said, historically speaking. Guess who's third?
I'm going to go with the 49ers.
Lions.
Wow. Okay, was not seeing that one.
Guess who's fourth?
Fourth, Bills.
You'll never guess. It's the Colts.
The Colts still.
Still got the Colts.
I know you guys have mentioned that a few times, like going back after some injuries and stuff.
This is overall DVOA from the beginning of the season, not to be confused with weighted DVOA, which is more current. But for the whole season, Rams 1, Seahawks 2, Lions 3, Colts 4, Texans 5, Jags 6, Packers 7, Broncos 8, Niners 9, Phillies 10, Pittsburgh's 11, Buffalo's 12, Chargers 14, Bears 16, Patriots 17, Bucks 18, Carolina 24th.
Wow.
But in terms of weighted DVOA, you know, the number one weighted DVOA team means, in other words, it really seeks to determine who's the best now. Chicago, the biggest mover.
Really?
Chicago, the biggest mover to the good in terms of weighted DVOA.
Hey, they're still winning games. And like I said, I know it's not pretty sometimes at the end. The last 2 minutes, was it six wins when they were trailing?
Six wins in the last two minutes of games.
Six come from behind wins.
Yeah. In the last 2 minutes of games. Yeah. Coming back, recap all the bets. It's a numbers game at Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
VSIN, the Sports Betting Network.
Once again, if you think you know sports, you can get paid for it with Better Picks, the daily fantasy app that turns your sports knowledge into real cash money. Coco Cash. Just download Better, B-E-T-R, pick more or less on your favorite player's stats, and if your picks hit, you win. New users get a free $10 just for signing up. No deposit required. And when you deposit, you'll get a $50% match up to $200, meaning up to $100. 50% match up to $200. Play NBA, WNBA, MLB, soccer, UFC, golf, and more. Go to better.app, that's B-E-T-R.app, or download Better today. Use promo code VSIN for your free $10 and deposit bonus. Scan the QR code to download the app right there. We got tweets at Beat of the Book. Always appreciate y'all for all the tweets. And happy holidays to you and yours. Best time of year. By popular demand, Danny Higgins. Christmas song countdown on Christmas Day.
Can't wait.
Do we do that on Christmas morning or we do that on Christmas Eve morning? I think we do a Christmas Day.
We do a Christmas Day?
Yeah. So, I go 10 deep. I go 15 deep, whatever the demand is.
All right.
Yeah. Marcus Phillips 2.0 from España. He said, just wanted to take the chance to wish my beloved USA best people in Twitter a lovely Christmas, even though some don't celebrate it. Remember to thank the Chinese restaurants, Gil, LOL. Oh, I will. The annual tweet is coming. Chinese restaurants, keeping the tribesmen free of hunger for 2025 consecutive Christmases. Dr. Van Nostrad. All this time, I thought Gil was going Jack Nicholson in The Shining. Now he says it's Caddyshack. This is not portent of my selections for today. Definitely not seeing it straight. Oh, you're talking about when I say, Danny? It's Ted Knight in Caddyshack. Get your foot off the boat, Spalding. Such a great movie. Again, the backstory of that, there's a documentary on Caddyshack that's out there. Ted Knight considered himself too good of an actor for Caddyshack. He felt himself above the fray.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah. Some people, when I say that, by the way, like, I mean, he should have won an Academy Award for that. He's right. Billy Charlebois adds, outstanding LL Cool J reference, Gil. Thank you. Chargers are the type of guy. / team that will leave their drawers in your / the other team's hamper. Talking about LL Cool J's mid-80s or sort of late-80s jam, I'm the type of guy. And then Tom F., glad the NFL playoffs aren't based on power ratings. Eagles to get Florida stated. No kidding. No respect for the Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles, who I think Tom F. would admit kind of don't really garner the or don't really merit the respect of a top 10 ranking. Even Aaron Schatz had him just outside the top 10 in his DVOA rankings. But Philly, man, you gotta put respect on the name. Would it shock people to see them have a playoff run? What would you say?
I would say no.
I would say no also. It's hard to see right now, yeah. But if all of a sudden they showed up and they dominated the wild card round, people would all of a sudden toggle to, oh boy,
yeah,
here we go. Here we go with this crowd. Let's go to the... all the bets made on the show today and yesterday in terms of my football picks. Again, from guessing lines yesterday, that produced a couple plays. One that wasn't on the board, the Niners weren't posted, but that was a, we'll count that as a guessing lines play too, because I intended to play it and did. Chargers, again, are my first play. Bet them at a -1 taking on the Texans. Couldn't believe they weren't 3-point favorites in that game. I'm shocked by that. Drew is with me on that. Drew Dinsick was on with me that yesterday. Jeff Erickson is with me on that today. And then the other one, instant reaction, was Panthers. I bought that up to +7.5 versus the Seahawks. The Chargers and Panthers, 2 weeks in a row for me, both got home last week in their respective games. I got the Panthers +7.5 against the Seahawks. I think that's a little too many points. And then the Niners -3 versus the Bears. The Niners on a short week, again, with the number one seed on their racket. By the way, the Bears still have a shot at the number one seed. It should be pointed out, but they will need help. They will need help beyond just winning out. So those are the three NFL plays. As far as beyond that, college football, I do have a college football play today. I am on Southern Miss versus Western Kentucky. Again, such a difficult bowl season to handicap, but I talked a little bit about this with Futak earlier. Southern Miss, Western Kentucky is the one game where you can sort of picture that the Western Kentucky absences are going to hurt more than the Southern Miss absences. At least that's a big part of the handicap. By the way, the Dr. Bobs of the world also corroborate that with math as well. He likes Southern Miss in this ballgame. Steering clear of all the others. As far as the quarterfinals, I'm on Miami +8.5 versus Ohio State. I'm on Texas Tech +1.5 against Oregon. Indiana -6.5 against Alabama, and Georgia -6.5 against Ole Miss. I got to play at all four of those. Again, one New Year's Eve, the other three on New Year's Day. And then I still got the Indiana Hoosiers to win the college football championship at 10-1. Though if you asked me 2 weeks ago, or what bet I like right now is the best value, I'd probably say Georgia.
I would say Georgia as well. Yeah. I'm looking at maybe playing that. And hop in before it gets up to 7. But yeah, I'm looking at Georgia. I also like the Texas Tech. Seeing them play this year, their defense is very good. Again, it's just going to be, you know, what do we get from the offense? Yep. Hopefully that offense, you know, gets going. Their one loss was when their starting quarterback was out. But that defense is very good. So I think they could give Oregon some issues.
Pete Vucak put on his Evel Knievel cape for these bets today. He's on Louisville -8 versus Toledo. I want no part of that game. If we did the Megapod question for bowl season, we're like, okay, we have 40 bowl games and you're allowed to play 39, which is the one you want to play the least. I might have taken Louisville and Toledo, but he's on Louisville -8 today. Absences left and right for both of those squads for the transfer portal and some injuries involved in there as well. Coaches, UNLV, he's on tonight, laying the 6.5 versus Ohio. Expect a shootout in that one. UNLV -6.5 versus Ohio. Tomorrow night, loneliest game of the sports betting calendar, Cal in Hawaii, from Hawaii, over 52.5 for Vucak in the Hawaii Bowl. And then his favorite bowl bet of them all is this Saturday, Army laying the 9.5 versus UConn. He's also playing the nobody's going to be there for UConn angle. So Army -9.5 versus UConn in the Wasabi Fenway Bowl, as he corrected me on this Saturday. He's also, in terms of the quarterfinals, we are completely simpatico. He's on Miami, plus the points versus Ohio State. He's on Texas Tech, plus the 1.5 versus Oregon. He's laying it with Indiana versus Alabama, and he's laying it with Georgia versus Ole Miss. Should I be thrilled that me and Vucak are aligned, or should I be terrified? That's the question right there. Then Carl Sack, Rockets -7.5 of the Clippers. He released it to clients earlier at 7. He still says it's a play at 7.5 as the clip show, just having an awful year. And Rockets have the highest of ambitions in the NBA this year. They think they can win it all. Rockets -7.5 at the Clippers. And remember, after today, college basketball goes dark for about 3 or 4 days. Yep. Obviously, all sports schedules, right? College football takes a break. Christmas,
hockey, as Jake was saying.
Hockey takes a huge break. But remember, Christmas Day, of course, we have the NFL triple header. And then the NBA is still in full effect.
Yep.
Used to be their day, but the NFL is barging in on their
turf. I guess we'll see how that head-to-head goes with some of these NFL matchups now as well.
Yeah. Do you have any plays yourself?
Not right now, no. I'm going to be looking, if anyone likes to play, I like player props, as you guys saw yesterday, I gave it out. So I'll be looking at some player props for the Christmas Day games. So
the only thing that I have it in mind to bet either today or tomorrow is finally a Super Bowl matchup. I've never gotten around to betting a Super Bowl matchup. I don't want to do an exacta. I don't want to get involved in the game itself. But a Super Bowl matchup, as we are still 2 weeks shy of the playoffs, because I was asking Jeff Erickson about this right now. I am higher on the Chargers than most. I believe I will pair the Chargers with either or both the Niners and the Rams. The Seahawks, there's something about them. I'll tell you what it is. It's Darnold, right? There's the something about him. But that's the most obvious answer. But I just don't trust him and them through a postseason, whereas the Rams and the Niners, I kind of do.
Was that one you would look at too? Would you look at Niners with the Chargers as well? See what that.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Oh. Rams Chargers and a Niners.
Oh,
Chargers.
And a Niners Chargers. Yes. Okay.
In other words, I'm saying I feel like it's I could be terribly wrong on this, but right now, if I'm making a bet, it's an all California Super Bowl. Now, keep in mind we say the Seahawks can get the number one seed, right? They control their own destiny, as is the case for the Niners for the number one seed in the NFC. AFC, right now, Denver inhabits the number one seed, but six teams can end up with the number one seed. But as far as the Seahawks and the Niners, remember with the Niners, who also control their own destiny, Seahawks at 49ers week 18. The Niners now, Danny, have a situation with the Super Bowl in Santa Clara that they potentially have 5 straight home games, right?
Yeah.
If they win out, they win these last two games, home game division round, home game championship, home game Super Bowl, de facto. Obviously not technically a home game, but it's in their home stadium, Levi Stadium. That's it. That's what they're facing.
Yeah, that would be. Is that, you think it has ever happened? Not that I recall. Someone's had all their home games and then played the Super Bowl?
Yeah, didn't we have it with the Niners once? The Niners, I believe, when they played the Dolphins, wasn't that a California game? And then recently, I thought we had one. There, I think there's been two that this has happened.
I'll look up that and maybe recap that.
I believe two off the top of my dome. I don't know if it happened or if I'm just imagining that. But certainly, there was a Joe Montana Niners team that I played. I think they played at Stanford Stadium.
I gotcha. Okay.
So not exactly their home stadium, but that was as close to home as it gets.